Open your Bibles to John 21. What happens when Jesus shows up? That's what we're going to look at today. What happens when something special happens and Jesus shows up? John 21.
After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the two sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They said to him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring us the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord? Jesus then cometh and taketh bread, and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples, after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, When thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. When he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testifieth of these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen.
Thank you, Rolando. I want to thank everyone for praying for my family and the loss of my mother just recently. I know it's made a huge difference, and I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Thursday, my mom died last Saturday. I left Wednesday night so I could come back to teach here, and wow. Thursday, I get a call from Kyla, my daughter-in-law. Would you like to FaceTime with your mom? And I said, sure. And a lot of times this happens before people die. They rally at the end, and she was pretty good. And I said, yeah, I'd love to talk to her. Well, craziest thing happened. She thought I was Porter Wagner. And I don't know if you know who Porter Wagner is. I didn't know either. She said, oh, Porter Wagner. It's so wonderful to see you. I can't believe you called me. And Kyla kept saying, this is your son, John. It's not Porter Wagner. Porter Wagner, I can't believe it. I've listened to your songs. It's just been awesome. And she's fiddling with her gown and fiddling with her hair and everything. She's just trying to straighten up. I just can't believe Porter Wagner's talking to me. Hey, everybody, Porter Wagner's here. Okay. Well, it wasn't Porter Wagner, but in her mind, with Alzheimer's, I was Porter Wagner. It just took me aback. Now, because someone special, it wasn't just her son, it was Porter Wagner. She had to let everybody know. She had to clean up herself. And she just didn't even know hardly who she was all of a sudden because it was Porter Wagner. What happens when Jesus shows up? Jesus is special than any, more special than any celebrity. Jesus is more important than any president. Jesus is the Lord, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And here in John 21, Jesus showed up. It says the third time that he had appeared to his disciples. The first time, Thomas was not there. The second time, Thomas was in his place in the upper room. And Jesus shows up, and that's John 20. And then 21, Jesus appears again. But between then, there came a time. When Jesus shows up, everything changes. Jesus had gone away for a moment, and what did they decide to do? It's a sad thing. Simon Peter said unto them, I go a-fishing. They decide to go back to the old life, to the things they used to do. Jesus isn't here. Let's just go back. I go a-fishing. You watch out. Because people are watching you. And Peter said, I go a-fishing. And what did they say? And they went forth and entered into the ship immediately. They went with them. Why weren't they out telling people about Jesus? When Jesus shows up, Jesus changes things. When Jesus shows up, things are drastically changed. These men decided to go back. Go back to where they came from. They were fishermen, and Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men. They went back to fishing for fish. I want you to see what happened. And Jesus changes everything. They immediately went to the ship, and that night they caught nothing. If you know what God has called you to do, and you know what God wants you to do with your life, and you decide, I'm going back. Things get hard in the ministry. I'm going back. Oh, Jesus, just not blessing like I thought. I'm going back. Don't go back. You look up. Keep looking to Jesus. They went back and they caught nothing. You go forward and you'll do something for God. Please don't go back. Keep looking up. Keep going forward. I press toward the mark of the prize of the upward calling in Christ Jesus. Keep looking up. Don't go back. Oh, I can't pay my school bill. I'm going home. I'm going back. Don't go back. You look up and you trust God. You believe God for good things. But when the morning was come, Jesus stood on the shore. But disciples knew not that it was Jesus. How sad. They'd just been with Jesus twice. They didn't know it was Jesus. They were the length of a football field, about twice the distance of this room away. They couldn't tell who it was. I can't tell. Maybe. Is that you, Nate, there in the back? Yes. Why are you in the back and your girlfriend's up here? Can't figure things out. Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, all right. But Jesus said something to them. He said, children, have you any meat? Titus, he said, did you catch anything? Oh, boy. What's he doing? He's rubbing salt in the wound, isn't he? Dude, they fished all night and caught nothing. They went back. Jesus wants us to go forward. And they answered him, no fisherman's story here, Gideons. No, we caught nothing. There's nothing. We don't have anything. And he said, up to this point, they don't know who he is. Cast the net on the other side. What's a guy on the shore know more than the guys in the boat? But they did it. Cast your net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. And they cast, therefore, now, and they were not able to draw the multitude of fishes. Just do what Jesus says. Don't go back. When you do what Jesus said, in God's time, there will be fruit. Don't go back. When Jesus shows up, it changes everything. When Jesus shows up, now there's fish in the net. Hallelujah. Jesus changes lives. When Jesus shows up, Jesus changes things. Jesus changed their lives. Old things are passed away. All things become new. Now they got new direction. We're going to fish for men. Now we're going to have purpose and we're going to see fruit. Now they're seeing fruit because Jesus showed up. Second thing I'd like for you to see in verse 7. It will change your look. Therefore, that disciple who Jesus loved, that's John, saith unto Peter, hey, Pete, it's the Lord. I see him. Wow. He saw the Lord. It changed things. We're not here alone. Jesus is with us. Hallelujah. Simon Peter heard it was the Lord. And what did he do? He changed his look. When God's in the house, he put on his clothes. He was naked. That's what it says. I think I meant he didn't have a shirt on. Man. When Jesus changes things, when Jesus shows up, it'll change your look. Change the way you dress. None of this immodest dress, girls. Don't tempt my guys. He put a hook back on his clothes, for he was naked, and he had cast himself into the sea. Now I'm going forward. I'm going to Jesus. When Jesus showed up, it changed what he saw and changed the way he looked. When Jesus shows up, 8 through 14, it changed what he longed for. And the other disciples came into the little ship, and they were far from land. And as it were 200 cubits, about 100 yards, dragging the net of fishes. And soon as they were come to land, they saw the fire and the coals there. Oh my. What do you think Peter's thinking now? Well, the last time Peter was at a fire, what happened? Last time Peter was warming himself beside a fire, aren't you with that man from Galilee? No, I don't know him. Three times he denied Jesus. Wow. Now Jesus has a fire. Peter comes to the fire. What do you think Peter was thinking? Wow. And as soon as they had come to land, the fire of coals was there, and the fish laid thereon, and bread. And Jesus said unto them, bring the fish which you have caught. And Simon Peter went up and drew from the net, drew the land full of fish, 153. Why is that so significant? God knows exactly what's happening, doesn't he? About 150 to me it would have been, but he knows 153. God sees, God knows what's up in your life. And when you want to go back, keep looking up. Because when Jesus shows up, now the nets are full. Don't give up. Look up. Look at change this longing. And they said, saith unto him, Jesus said, saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples did ask, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus always provides, gives what you need. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them fish. Likewise, and this is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to the disciples. After that, he was risen from the dead. What are you looking for? What are you longing for? Is it all about food? Oh, yes, Seth, I like to eat. You know that. But Jesus said, I have bread that you know not of. Just do the will of the Father. Don't look back. Don't go back. Keep looking up. Keep trusting the Lord. Gave him a new longing. The last time, John 18:18, Peter was at the fire. Now Jesus is at the fire with him. Oh, how he must have felt. I'm longing to eat fish because we've fished all night. We caught nothing and we're tired, and now here it is. But Jesus gives him a new love. When Jesus shows up, it'll give you a new love. Not for the things of the world. Don't go back. But for the things of the Lord. He'll give you a new love. And he questions Peter, who's longing for food. He says, Peter. In verse 15. And he said unto Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Lovest thou these? Lovest thou me more than these? Do you love me more than these fish? Why did you go back, Peter? Notice here. Unfortunately, in English, we don't delineate. But Jesus is saying to Peter, do you love me with agape love, the love of God? God so loved the world, agape, that he sent his only begotten son. There's four words in the Greek for love. And Peter responds, not I agape you, I like you, Jesus, as a friend. He uses the word phileo. That was not the question. When Jesus shows up, he'll give you a new love. A love for people rather than a love for things. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he said, Lord, thou knowest I love thee, I like thee. And he saith unto Peter, feed my lambs, tend my sheep. Preacher boys, herd my sheep, lead my sheep. Missionaries, tend my sheep. Don't go back to fishing. Do what I've called you to do. He goes on. Then he says again, Simon, son of Jonas, agape thou me? Do you really love me with the love of God? Remember last time at the fire? He denied Jesus three times. Now he's at the fire, and this is his restoration. God wants to use Peter. Do you really love me? Don't go back. Go forward. Do you love me with the love of God, Peter? And Peter was grieved because the Lord sent him to him again. Oh, and Peter said, no, I agape you. I don't agape you. I mean, I phileo you. I like you, Jesus. I like you. So the third time, Jesus asked him, Peter, do you even like me? Do you even... Jesus had to lower himself to Peter's level at this point. Do you even like me, Peter? Then don't go back. Go forward. Love me more than these. Lovest Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved that he asked him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said, Lord, you know I agape you. I still like you. Oh, man. God, Jesus wants us to love him with all of our hearts. Give him our lives. Give him all that we have. Lay it all on the altar for Jesus. And he gives Peter a new love here. He forgives him and he says, you just serve me, Peter. Feed my sheep. Tend my sheep. Love my sheep. Shepherd my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself. And he speaks of the death that Peter will die. And walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. And he spake, signifying the death, that he would glorify God. But he said, Peter, follow me. You're going to die for me, but follow me, Peter. You love me? Follow me. When Jesus shows up, you'll have a new love. He gave him a new love. When Jesus shows up, verse 18 and 19, he'll give him a new leading. You follow me, Peter. You follow me. Don't follow the world. Don't go back to the fishing. You follow me. I'll make you a fisher of men. A new leading. Follow me. You do as I've done. Follow me. Look at verse 20. And Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved, which also leaned on his breast at supper. You follow Jesus. When Jesus comes, when Jesus shows up, he'll give you a new leaning. You lean on him. You trust him through the struggles, through the hard times. He'll give you what you need. He'll take you where you need to go. Seeing is believing. John 24, verse 24. Thus the disciples which testified of these things and wrote these things, we know that this testimony is true. And all these things, they couldn't even be contained in all the books of the world. You just lean on Jesus. When Jesus shows up, you lean on him. You follow him just as John did, as the disciples did. Lean on his breast and his complete reliance as John did. And what did Jesus call him? That's the disciple that Jesus loved. Just lean on Jesus. Just trust Jesus. Don't go back. When Jesus shows up, you go forward. You trust God for great things. Believe God for good things. What shall a man do? He says, follow me. Peter seeth him, verse 21, and says to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? What shall I do? And Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is it to thee? Follow thou me. John died on the Isle of Patmos, an old man. Peter died a martyr. But he just says, you follow me. You just do what I say. Different for each one of us. It was different for Peter than John. Just follow me. Lean on Jesus and follow him. Follow him. Don't look back. This world needs Jesus. You heard that from Charlie. You heard it from the missionary on Friday. This world needs pastors. This world needs pastors' wives that are faithful to the calling of God in their lives. Don't look back. Look to Jesus. When Jesus shows up, it changes everything. Is Jesus active and vibrant in your life? When Jesus shows up, he'll give you the power you need to do what he leads you to do. Just follow him. Lean on him. Jesus leads. Jesus changes lives. Jesus gives you a new look, a new longing, a new leading, and a new leaning. Just lean on Jesus. Just follow Jesus. Don't look back. Look up. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For the glory endured the cross. Can we endure what he calls us to do? Yes, we can. Don't look back. Don't go fishing. Go fishing for men. Amen? Keep looking up. Don't look back. Are you tempted right now to look back? I can't pay my bill. I can't handle all these assignments. I can't handle Dr. Reinhardt's tests. I don't know what your issue might be. What's it going to take to derail you? Keep your eyes on Jesus. It says in verse 24, all the books in the world cannot contain all that Jesus did. And I believe in this room, If we're fully yielded to Jesus and we don't look back, we keep looking forward and going forward, I don't think all the books in the world could contain all the missionary stories that could be written from this group, all the pastoral biographies that could be written in this group, all the stories of teachers that made a difference in this group, because you followed Jesus. You didn't give up. You gave it all to Jesus. And that's all he wants. Let's follow Jesus. Let's live for Jesus. Let's make a difference for the glory of God in this world for Jesus. Oh God, use us for your glory, I pray. Help us to follow hard after you and make it a difference for you, I pray. For your glory, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.